In West Virginia, mining, logging, and timber companies are on trial. They're accused of being responsible for the damage from the huge floods that raced through parts of the state in 2001. This is the first of 8 trials taking up the issue. More than 3,500 people have sued. The companies say they're not responsible for a natural disaster. Dan Hyman of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has the story.
Video screens and projectors crowd the small courtroom. They're there to help the 12 jurors understand a series of complex charts, maps, and graphs that will be evidence in this case. Much of the testimony will feature technical battles waged between dueling experts, mining engineers, foresters, meteorologists. For example, plaintiff's attorney Alex McLaughlin questions Joseph Newlin, a forester for a timber company, about how steep logging trails can be.
What is the actual best management practice guideline for skid roads?
Skid roads can have short, steep sections up to 20%. If you're not going to disturb the mineral soil, you can go up to 40% grade on a skid road.
But basically, the lawsuit's not really complicated at all. Were the industries negligent in the way they cleared the land while logging and mining?
The disturbances on these hillsides actually contribute to an increase in flash flooding.
Stuart Caldwell is the lead attorney for the plaintiffs. He says they have evidence that when coal and timber production goes up, so do the number of floods.
If this were a flat state, it'd be no problem to cut roads here and there to retrieve logs or create big pits to get coal. But the problem is these resources are on very unstable and very, very steep hillsides, and people live below those hillsides.
About 5,000 homes and businesses in 7 counties were destroyed or damaged by the floods. Roger Fraley is an 85-year-old retired coal miner and a plaintiff in one of the suits. He says the hollow where he lives became a channel for a flash flood in 2001, carrying water that ran off a mountaintop removal site.
I had 8 feet of water in my basement, destroying my outbuildings and everything I had in them, the yards, the driveway. Everything you had was pretty well destroyed.
But according to the defense, the floods were an act of God. John Fowler is a lawyer for the White Oak Lumber Company. He says the kinds of rains that moved through parts of southern West Virginia 5 years ago have a 1 in 1,000 chance of happening in any given year.
This flood was a 1,000-year flood, and that's what the evidence will be. 1,000 years ago, the Magna Carta hadn't been signed, and William the Conqueror hadn't invaded England. So this is a storm circumstance that couldn't be predicted, and no forest, no farmland in Kansas or Iowa could have sustained it.
There have been individual lawsuits over flood damage before, some successful, but this is the first class action suit of its kind. Fowler is afraid a victory could set a bad precedent for the claims of people living in the floodplains of southern West Virginia.
I understand completely why they're there, but as long as they're there, they're going to get flooded occasionally because there are just too many steep mountainsides, and it's been that way since the Indians were here. You know, it's just going to come off the mountains.
The trial in Beckley is expected to take another 3 weeks. 2 more cases are scheduled for court this summer and fall. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman.